You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
We're here from the state of play. We were there. We were physically there. That's right. We just had green screens on behind us anyway. We want the, you know, everyone's going to shake our hands and be like, oh my God, Goons, Games, and Gear are here, the whole crew. We didn't want that. We just wanted to watch the state of play at the, what was this, in Hollywood, I guess, wherever that studio is.
Columbia Pictures Studios. We were there. We got flown out. Kojima himself was like big Goons, Games, and Gear fan. We got to get them out here. And we were there.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, which is weird because
it was insane.
He's like, man, I heard how much you hate me, Mr. Derek Saw.
And I was like, I can put my differences aside for this. So we're glad to announce our new collaboration with Hideo Kojima. Yes.
Goon Stranding. It's going to be a spin-off DLC.
Right. Look for us in Death Stranding 2. There's an Easter egg. Let's just say Norman Reedus pees on us, okay? It's a really high honor.
Fine. I'll say the best part is that it's an exclusive mission. It's where you're carrying Rob. And you got to get him to the nearest bathroom because he's about to drop a big stinky. And if you don't, then he stinkies all over Norman Reedus. Kind of a win-win.
Again, the peeing Easter egg, we did have to mocap that to be super realistic.
On the ground there. Right. He whipped it out and was like, all right, guys, I drink a bunch of Monster today.
The look of shock on my face was not acting.
It was green. It was green. He drank so much Monster, it was green.
Dude, those things really are piss magnets, though. Monsters. Anyway, so we watched the state of play and we have some thoughts. I think I agree with everyone. It was like, all right. There was like two hype moments. And then for us, everything else was like,
subpar. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this list is this in reverse order? I think.
They always do it in reverse.
Okay. First, it was Helldivers 2, which we already knew about. It's just more gameplay. Okay. I mean, it's coming out. Like, that was just fodder, right? Like, they just.
Right. You know, that was just padding, like, right. We padding, have time to throw. Right, let's do right. it.
Then there was Foam Stars, which I don't see anyone hype for this game.
No. They did confirm yesterday, I think it was, that it's a free game for PlayStation Plus owners. So, good news. You don't have to buy it. Yay.
Yeah, but what if you don't have PlayStation Plus?
Well, don't buy it.
I mean, if you don't have PlayStation Plus, I don't think you can play it, isn't it?
I was going to say, you can't play this game anyway. It's multiplayer. No, dude,
it's going to have a sweet solo experience.
You're going to
foam everywhere.
For the low, low price of the minimum tier for $80 a year.
I would have been ecstatic if they asked us to do like a commercial for Foam Stars. Do you want to foam on your enemies?
We here at Goons, Games, and Gear foam all the time. Just look at Rob.
All the time.
Rob, foam now. That's not, nice. Okay, that works. Yeah.
I mean, foaming up over here.
Dude, you just went in Foam Stars? Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, I foamed. Yeah. I foamed everywhere. Yeah,
I foamed everywhere, bro.
Yeah, it was. Honestly, that actually made me not want to play the game more than originally. That's how unenthusiastic I am for that game. Is that all platforms or is it just PlayStation?
I don't know, to be honest.
I want to say it's a PlayStation exclusive, but
it's made by Square Enix. I know that.
Right.
So it might just be PlayStation. So
if that is PlayStation, like, please, we need a live service. Come on,
please. Developer
Foam Stars, please. Wait,
so I'm looking online, and it just says that the words are hard. The developer is Toy Logic, but it also says Logic. Square Enix.
Square is probably publishing it.
It's just coming to the PS4 and PS5.
PS4, PS5, yeah.
I give this game like maybe a year.
I give it like a month.
Yeah, I think we were going to see another live service
funeral.
Mm-hmm. We don't know what happened. It's your fault. You didn't play the game.
It's your fault you didn't play our crappy game, okay?
Yeah.
You guys, everyone needs to play Splatoon. I mean, Foam Stars, okay? Everyone needs to play.
Yeah. Get it trending on Twitter. Foam everywhere. Come on.
Foam for foam stars, please.
Yeah, foam please, for foam stars.
Yeah, it's new hashtag. Hashtag of the episode, foam for foam stars. I'm starting that trend now. Okay, next up, actually this game was pretty cool. Legendary Tales, the VR, PlayStation VR 2 game.
Yeah, it was sweet. It was like a, what is that game called, George? Skyrim. You play? D&D.
Oh,
it's like D&D in VR, the basically.
Game that you play.
You're the D&D guy. That's fair.
Yeah, you're the D&D tabletop guy.
Yeah, you're the D&D beard. Yeah, that's
Rob's a sex appeal.
Yeah, Rob's Rob is sex appeal. Right.
For sure. Yeah.
I was gonna talk to Rob after this if he was willing to change his Twitter tag to GGG sex icon. I'm just kind of hoping on that, I guess. He's giving me the nod of approval. It's opposite day in where he lives. So, okay. Well, now I have to make this explicit. Okay. Well, yeah. So that was pretty cool. I'm glad VR games are actually getting to a point where they look fun, because when they started, they're just stupid mini game games, you know?
Right.
So, never heard of Urban Wolf Games. Let's see. First person gameplay includes combat, magic, swords, hammers, bow and arrow. And more in a fancy environment. Okay, real talk. When are they going to have like sex in one of these VR games?
You're just not looking in the right place.
Rob's like, hold on.
This is relevant to me now.
This is when I jump in. Rob, like, he goes down, he gets like this massive VR headset. Rob,
you play VR cat games? Ear headphones.
Yeah. I can't even do that because the price hasn't come down on those. I still can't afford one.
They're not worth the price. And for someone like me who gets motion sickness just by existing, I'll just die if I wear it.
I guess you better be prepared to die.
Dark Souls. Yeah. Which is like one of the coolest editions I've ever heard, like in terms of names, Prepare to Die edition. You know? Anyway, that's a cool VR game. PlayStation VR 2 people are not eating well these days because like nothing comes out for it and nothing's backwards compatible to my knowledge, right?
No.
Right.
But I think they have to like reprogram them all.
Sounds like a really shitty business practice.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's like, it's doesn't it cost just as much as a PS5?
Yeah, it's $500.
So they get them both as $1,000 commitment.
That's insane.
Right. Yeah, I know. And just to see physical jiggle mechanics.
Jiggle physics.
Jiggle physics, baby.
VR games. You know? All right. Another VR game, Metro Awakening VR.
That one actually looked really good.
Awakening is set before the events of Metro 2033. So it's a prequel.
Oh, nice.
I couldn't get into the first one, so I never tried the other ones. This looks like an interesting VR game. However, it's VR, so I don't know if it's only for the PSVR 2. Does anyone know? Is that
I assume so. Anything being made is probably only for the VR 2.
Steam has its own headset. You ever heard of the MetaQuest? Dude, I play all my Facebook games on there.
Actually, the MetaQuest is like the best-selling VR headset.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like $300 and affordable, and you don't need a gaming PC to use
it. Right, it uses your phone, right, to like power it, basically.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now, when zero people text me, and I can see it in like virtual reality.
Right. I sit in the theater alone in VR now too, in, like real life.
So according to GamesRadar, Metro is set to launch across the MetaQuest 2 and 3, Steam VR, and PSVR 2.
Oh, thank God.
Nice.
So,
oh boy!
Did you see what did you see what the Apple VR headset they just released? That like you can stand in front of a stage, like an actual they made it so you can be in the Apple theater, like on the theater. Could you imagine?
Can random people join and watch you?
I think you can have people attend.
That's like that. What was that comedy game that came out where you would like go on the stage and tell a joke? With like a live mic or whatever, hot mic. Donkey played it. It was like Comedy Night, it was called, or something. Cool.
Yeah.
But like, I would love that for that. That would be really cool. Can't you like take pictures in that VR mode now or something with your iPhone?
Yeah. Now you get like, you can take like spatial video to like, it's compatible with the
damn. I was thinking of everything.
Babe, you want to see my dick in spatial?
Hold on, babe. Put on your Apple headset. You're gonna love this. It's just like
it just takes up from away. Left to right. Like,
it's like an eclipse of the sun.
Oh. Yeah, it was totally worth this $3,000 investment.
Yeah.
Woo! All right. You know, the ultimate dick pic sending machine. You know. See, I would put it to get away from my parents hitting each other. That's how I would use it. You know.
Right. In here, they're happy.
In here, there's no bruises. They're just right. Hand-holding and smiles. That's, yeah, but anyone who buys that who isn't, like, a massive Apple nerd, okay, whatever. However you want to use your money, I guess, but I don't know. People are struggling these days. I don't think I need a spatial headset. But yeah, anyway. Yeah. Rob's favorite game, Zenless Zone Zero. It's officially in development. Rob, what was your favorite part of the trailer?
Hoyo,
the part where it was over.
That new title.
Oh, really?
That was like, your favorite they part? Really just love coming out with different ways to shill a mobile game. That literally the whole gameplay is just you sliding your credit card across the screen.
Yeah, but now there's tap to pay. So
yeah, so.
But Gooners can't stop giving these guys money, so here we fucking are.
Yeah, the male species has really went downhill these last like 10 years. They really
yeah, the Hoyoverse one.
Get a fucking girl in one of these games with like the proportions of a fucking twig in the fucking wind. Oh my god, she's that thick. I'm gonna come.
We really are in the worst timeline.
God, go the fuck outside, bro. Enough. Stop giving these guys money.
Yeah, touch grass. God. Anyway. I was gonna pass over this one, but I think Rob wanted to talk about it. Dave the Diver is getting a Godzilla crossover for some fucking reason.
This game is insane.
Yeah,
you guys are eating good.
$20 gets you one really, really good game with a lot of content in it, and now we're getting Godzilla.
It that's just like crazy to me.
And it looks really good, too. Like, oh my god, that's such a great Godzilla model.
And the crazy part was that, like, I thought the Godzilla part was a totally new trailer based on the transition. And then it's like, wait, it's Godzilla music, but Dave the Diver, what's going on? And it's literally Magma Godzilla, so he's dying. Is it, or Radiant Godzilla, I don't remember what it's called. It's just in there. Like, what? How are you going to take that on? How are you going to stop him from destroying your sushi shop?
If it was Space Godzilla, I probably would have blown my stack.
Why? Don't. God, Space Why? Godzilla.
Oh my god, he's coming from space!
He just comes out to the shop. I heard you had good sushi. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take two.
Yeah, Godzilla as a patron.
Okay. So the gist of it is, it's coming to Dave the Diver is coming to PlayStation in April, and Godzilla is coming to Dave the Diver in May 2024.
So is that when you go back?
So you recommend this game, Rob?
Rob rates. Two thumbs up. Wow. Normally it's like one thumb up and like, you know, one like, eh. But Rob's probably playing it right now.
I got the window open and everything.
Okay, well. I didn't know it wasn't on PlayStation. I'm sure they're like begging, like Dave the Diver, like, please, this is where all the single players thrive. Please.
PC only, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
It came out. No, I just looked at it. I was like, is it on other stuff? But it came out on the Switch in October last year.
Oh, shit.
So Xbox is the only system without it.
You're
right
telling
now.
Me I can be a sushi man on the go?
Honestly, I might pick it up for the Switch. It sounds cool.
Now,
I highly recommend it. It has an overwhelmingly positive rating on Steam. It's earned.
Did you give it? No, you have to beat the game before you do Rob reviews. Okay, and I'm demanding you make a video on it. That's right. His eyebrows went from top.
Yeah. I don't want to make content.
Too bad. You record and you like it anyway. V Rising, which. I was joking that this was that game, and apparently is. I still don't know what V Rising is, but
it's like a vampire survival game.
Yeah, it looked like
Diablo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an isometric survival thing or whatever, but I guess there's like building elements to it too. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention to that one. It looked mid.
Build yeah. your own vampire like, castle.
Let's see here. Yeah, so it was just ridiculous. But
why would I want to even identify as anything close to a bloodsucker? Dawnguard for life.
Oh god. Dawnguard, let's go. Let's go. Dawnguard's in chat. Rise up.
Okay. Yeah, Skyrim we're too good. Baby. Let's go. Let's 18 go. More years of Skyrim.
Only three. Okay, hold on. There's a few more games for the which I think might be the most interesting surprise. All right, so this game called Judas was announced. It just looked like BioShock, but in space. Yeah, and it's that company's new game,
which is
hype. Yeah. It looks like it's from Ken Levine, the creator of BioShock. So I guess we'll see. And
the singer of What's that band called? Maroon 5?
I was just about to say that.
Dude, he's a singer, a douche, and a video game producer and maker? Yeah. That's insane. Holy crap. Adam Levine, you do it again. I don't know. I never got into BioShock, so I'm not sure if I'll be into this, but they really just hate Judas for some reason. Whatever that means. Alright. Silent Hill, the short message was... Stealth drop? Well, I guess it was called stealth drop. I don't know if it was stealth drop, but it was
surprise
just
release.
Yeah, surprise release. Free to play Silent Hill spinoff.
Out now.
Yeah.
Currently available on your PS5.
I'm assuming, again, that it's a prequel to just the Silent Hill, to Silent Hill 2.
I assume so as well.
Right.
Like, I don't see, especially if it's free, I don't anticipate it being any longer than PT was, and from the video, it looked like that was Konami's way of saying, hey, we really liked Kojima's PT, but we don't like Kojima, and he doesn't like us, so enough time has passed, we have made it so that you can never play PT again unless it's still currently installed on your PS4. We can now release this game, reskin it so it's not the same hallway over and over. Add some more spoopy things and people coming at you, and we're going to call it the short message. I'm still going to play it.
Yeah. Derek plans on streaming it at 2 a.m. tonight. Whenever you listen to this episode or watch the episode.
After I call Freddy Fazbear at 2 a.m.
Freddy Fazbear.
No. Every time someone listens to this episode, you are obligated on that day to stream this at 2 a.m.
Right. So let us know in the comments what day you're listening to this. And at 2 a.m. look for a live notification.
I don't think I could do another Five Nights at Freddy's stream. It's scary.
Dude, we got to play all of them.
Next Halloween. Like next October.
Yeah, next Halloween, we play through every single one.
We get Rob up here. We do all of us in-person Five Nights at Freddy's cosplay and gaming.
Yeah. I think you were away, but we're going to Legoland next time Rob is up here. And we're going to film it. Goons go to Legoland.
Where's Legoland?
I'm down.
Yeah, it's in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't take any pictures with Mickey and Minnie on the street.
New York, no.
No, not the city, Rob. It's like the plains of New York. It's the state of New York, not New York City.
The plains of New York?
Yeah, why would you mention it like that? You are insensitive. You're insensitive. You make me sick.
Enough time has passed. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, look, I'm going to say I think it was the best and biggest news announced. Sonic X Shadow Generations. Finally, Shadow gets some fucking spotlight.
Showed scenes from Adventure Battle 2, and it actually makes it look like a good Sonic game.
Screw that. They showed the little jellyfish bitch from friggin' Shadow the Hedgehog, and we got the city. That's good.
Where's Chao Garden?
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald, man? I'm still looking.
Damn. I'm still baffled with Sonic, right? Like, why? I know that, like, the free ride or whatever, but, like, why does Sonic need a skateboard or a hoverboard? Like, isn't he faster without it?
Sonic Riders.
Why does Sonic eat chili dogs?
Sonic, it was even as early as Sonic 3. He cracked a snowboard down Ice Cap Zone.
Yeah, but why? He doesn't need it.
He's a fucking cool ass hedgehog. What more reason do you need, you fucking dogs? Luddite?
Chili dogs.
You know, that explains everything. Why Sonic goes fast?
You're
chili dogs.
Slow.
Chili dogs.
Chili dogs.
Honestly, but, like, do you even go fast?
No.
So here's my
I'm too old.
The description says a teaser. The teaser trailer showed the same levels we saw in the original Sonic Generations from 2011, but as well as new levels where Shadow takes the lead. So, like, is this like a remaster with like extra content? Is that just like
that's right? We still want you to play Sonic Generations 13 years into the future.
I heard people
they knew it was like the best game they've made in the last 10 years, and they were like, "Well, we gotta just re-release it."
No, I was hearing that because there's rumors they're gonna do like a remaster of Sonic Generations, and all the Sonic like Reddit and whatever were just pissed because they're like, "Oh, that means all the mods are gonna go away because they hate mods, and it's just a new Sonic. You know, it's like the same game, but maybe people will be happy because Shadow's here. I don't know. Where's my new where's Shadow? Where's like actual Shadow the Hedgehog 2? You know, where's that game? When do I get the
Shadow Frontiers?
Yeah, can I get a Shadow of the Hedgehog 2? There, and then instead of cocking one MP5, he cocks two of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
It, like, also, what's Shadow's food of choice? If chili dogs are Sonic's, what's like what's Shadow's? Yeah, right. That's a brain teaser. You know, like what would Shadow?
Empanadas.
You know what's weird? I was thinking about empanadas.
Swiss rolls.
Why? They're not evil.
Like he's not either. Edgy. He's like an anti-hero.
That's why he says like chaos edgy before he says well, Swiss roll.
How does Sonic relate to chili dog? Relish dogs? Swiss roll. Oh, Snow in the comments said relish dogs.
I can't even take credit for that one.
That's disgusting. Relish dogs.
I feel like Shadow would be something like, if it was still Hot Dog Incorporated, it'd be like a ghost pepper dog because he's like, fuck you, Sonic. I'm so much more hardcore than you.
Yeah, why does he have hot sauce in his dreads?
Wait, so are you saying he just like rubs the hot dog on like his like red hair stripe thingy?
Yes, yes. He rubs the chili off of Sonic's hot dogs and then puts ghost peppers on it and then eats it.
It's weird because relish dogs, like I'm kind of seeing it. It just pisses me off.
I used to like relish. I actually can't stand it anymore. I think it tastes like shit.
I never liked relish because I'm
never
human, but,
never a relish guy.
What if like a horseradish dog?
Horseradish. I still think it needs to be like stronger than chili. You know, like it's got to be like a ghost pepper.
Okay, it's not horseradish, but I remember that the high school that the three of us, not George, not included. Fuck you.
Shadow would be Texas weenie guy.
It wasn't like horseradish, but they would serve like sauerkraut, right? And I remember getting sauerkraut one day, not knowing what it is. I swear to God, I never spat anything out faster.
It's gross.
Wouldn't it just be like a cheeseburger or something? Like
a calzone.
No, but hot dog and cheeseburgers are kind of like,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so like he would be like a
rodeo burger.
Yeah, like a rodeo burger or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of barbecue.
Yeah.
Caesar salad?
It. That's the most anti-hero thing you can have.
He has a rodeo rodeo burger in his right pocket and a fucking Glock in his left. Shadow is strapped these days.
What if he keeps the Glock in a fanny pack?
I think he'd be cooler, but he's like,
what's
chaos
on the fanny pack?
Wait a second, I gotta get the chaos. Okay, chaos control. It's just like fanny pack time.
This fanny pack truly makes me the ultimate life form.
Sonic, I don't see anywhere you can hold your chili dogs. Meanwhile, I have my burger.
It's cold.
You haven't embraced the power of the fanny pack. Witness my true power. Hang on, my zipper's stuck.
Yeah, the zipper's stuck. it's caught on the fur.
This, control.
This is not good. It's caught on the fur, guys. This is bad. No, but really, though, Shadow, he's deserved the game for a long time, and at least he got something, you know. Like he needed this. He was homeless for a while, you know.
Who wasn't?
Damn. Who wasn't homeless? Anti-hero equals chaotic good. Chaotic good for hot dogs would be eating hot dogs and hamburger bread. No, that would just piss everyone off. That just means you're super poor. That doesn't like.
I got it. His food of choice is a hot durger.
fuck is a hot burger?
It's when you stick a hot dog on a hamburger bun.
Oh, no, that's that again, that's just a sign of super boredom slash like don't have hot dog buns. That's not even like I had those when I was a kid and it pissed me off.
No, poor is literally melting cheese on a paper plate and eating it.
That's ew. Poor. No, like I know somebody
syrup sandwich is poor.
No, I know somebody who grew up eating mustard sandwiches. I'm just like, I've never heard anything more poor in my life.
You're not friends with them, right?
I'm more than friends. I'm in a romantic relationship with them.
It was me.
And it's Rob. It's Rob. I'm outing.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nuh-uh. That's
such a genuine nuh-uh.
Like, that's your... No, I'll out myself, sure. Mine was like cornflakes without sugar. Sure, a little weird.
Cornflakes with sugar?
No, he Rice Krispies, Rice Krispies without anything.
Well, it was Rice Krispies. Well, yeah, I did
Rice
that too.
Yeah, Rice Krispies. But... And my dad's like, you're weird.
I took that shit personally, bro. That followed me into my life.
It's like the one time I ever had Rob over, and he's like, don't you want like sugar or something on your Rice Krispies? He's like, no, I just eat it plain. He's like, you're weird.
Your dad had no fucking chill.
Damn.
Yeah. Live by the sword, die by the sword. But
by hill, I'll die on it. He also looked at me weird for not knowing what cold cuts were, and I've never heard them referred to that before. Really? I knew what they were. I just never heard them be called.
You've never heard of cold cuts? Really?
I knew what they are. I knew what they were. Right. I didn't know that that's what they were called. I figured that was just
what do you call them?
It was just whatever it was. It was just turkey or it's fucking cheese or ham or cold whatever cuts. The fuck.
But what do you call like the group of them? Like,
a bag
do you
of
call
it?
Them de- a no, bag like, you of call turkey? Them like deli meats or
I'd probably deli meat, yeah, or something like that. I've never heard of.
Okay,
yeah, that's fine.
My family never called it cold cuts, never ever.
Rough. That explains a lot, actually.
Yeah, no, that only scratches the surface of about 21 years of childhood trauma.
It all started when they said that my mom brought home a bag of turkey.
Like, Rob, I know it doesn't matter much, but I also had never had it referred to as cold cuts. So
thank you.
It was lunch meats or like deli meats.
Lunch meats. That's
this
guy
who's surprised that all his penis was there. Yeah.
It was either like, hey, I'm gonna go get a bunch of lunch meats or I'm getting deli meats. Like it wasn't, hey, I'm gonna go to the store and get some cold cuts.
Lunch meat or deli meat. That's all it was.
Yeah,
the cold cuts. Inbred hick calls it that.
Next, you're gonna tell me a sub is actually called a hoagie and a soda is called a pop.
It's a sub.
I hate when people. I usually friends with people who are out of state, like people in Michigan, and they call it pop, and I was like, man, if there's ever a time I should legally be allowed to hit you,
it bothers me so fucking bad.
Like, no, it's soda. No, yeah, pop. No, it's soda. No,
it's soda.
You animals.
Soda.
Right. And that's how I got my first arson charge. I took matters into my own hands.
Well, Wendy's deserved it.
The toasty endeavor.
Way to go, Rob. No, but really, though, I think we can finish it by saying that Shadow, in fact, eats burgers, not... Well, I'm sorry, rodeo burgers. That would be the opposite. I know. Yeah. I know chat right now is saying he would eat... hot dogs on hamburger bread, but no, that's just like no. I can't see that. No one would sell that either, right? Like, Sonic can just go to a store and like or a vendor and buy a chili dog, but you can't go up to a vendor and buy like, can I get hot dogs on hamburger buns? They'll actually say, get out of here! Like, you're not welcome here, and they'd be right for doing that. But like, you know, we barely talked about it, but the gameplay for it too looked like it just looked like a big throwback to like other or really just Sonic Adventure 2, right? Like, it's like
that's pretty much what Generations was.
Oh, really?
It was like, yeah. You went through and played through the old levels like in 2D and 3D.
Oh, really?
It was good. It like literally was like the best Sonic game they had come out with for a long time.
Because they don't know how to make a good Sonic game.
Like, what if we they're like, let's just reuse old assets and do it that way.
I love it.
Genius.
I wonder, but so, and did Target version sell really well?
I think it did.
Okay. Well, it's just surprising that after 13 years, they just like, hey, here's Shadow now. Right. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. No one really said this or asked, but here's Shadow.
And the less said about Silver, the better.
Dude, Silver's coming back next.
I think Sonic Brandon X said he didn't know who Silver was.
Speaking of Silver, like Thero, where's your Sonic 06 playthrough?
It's like every 10 years, it's just like Sonic X Shadow X Silver X Knuckles, and then like X. They keep adding like an X someone.
The place I worked part time had the voice actor for Silver, and I got a pop.
Dale's had a part had the voice actor for Silver.
Yep.
Yeah, worked in the deli section actually.
He loves Parmesan peppercorn.
Who doesn't?
Oh, dude. Anyway, so that's pretty cool. That was like, I think that for me, I thought that was like the best thing from these announcements.
That was actually probably the coolest thing.
Like the Godzilla thing's really cool for like the crossovers, but like just a complete out of left field. I've never thought I'd be hyped for something Sonic related, but I might pick this up when it comes out because it's Shadow, and Shadow's like the only Shadow's the only fandom I follow, and you know, as long as there's no pregnant Shadows in this game, I think I should be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as I don't have to look at that one picture of Sonic and Shadow fused into a toilet, I think I'll be okay.
Can you send me this picture, Rob? For research?
Just so I know to avoid it, you know? Just so like
just know what I'm looking for.
What right. not to look at.
Yeah.
One second, coming right up.
Dragon's Dogma, too. That looks sick.
Actually looked super fluid, like the combat and the movement of the game. I had read something about how people were still pissed off, though, that there's not going to be, like, fast travel in the game, despite its size, but...
Yeah, didn't the creator say, like fast travel's boring?
Yeah, something like, along those lines.
Right.
I'm seeing if I can find it real quick.
Right, yeah, you find it, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, director explains why less fast travel can be a good thing. Travel is boring? Question. It's only an issue because your game is boring. So yeah, basically it's like, having to travel through the game, well, then obviously you're not making enough content in your game to make it worth actually going through. Is essentially the synopsis of it.
I actually kind of agree with that. However, I think I like that for there to be penalties for fast traveling. So like, was it in survival mode for Skyrim? It's like you can fast travel, but you're gonna like we're gonna drain your hunger and like your other stats, and you could just die from fast traveling. I'm like that's fair, you know?
Yeah, because time is still progressing, right? So like,
right.
That makes sense to me. I don't know, like the Spider-Man games, for example, for the PS5, I never felt the need to fast travel. I had too much fun web swinging through the city. Right. I don't know about you guys, especially Spider-Man 2,
I fast traveled. Mary Jane's like, hey, I need you and Miles to be at my apartment right now. There's an issue that needs to get resolved. Let's just say I really want to see the Eiffel Tower. And
I want to go to Paris. Which is weird because we're in New York.
Right. So like that, I'm like, I gotta get there. I gotta go. There's no time. Miles, meet me at my place, quick. There's
Miles, no it's an emergency. Doc Ock, he's
Mary Jean, she's ovulating. There's no time. Like, you have to cook me, Miles. You have to.
The Venom suit, it's stopping me, please. It's making me watch.
Miles, why are
like,
you wearing the
artichoke? Miles, it's keeping my eyes open. I can't move. Please.
But he's like standing there like that, like, Miles, please.
You have to do this for me, Miles. Please. Someone's got a pleasure, MJ. And I know it's not me. Please. I 100% just heard RuneScape sounds. Rob?
Don't worry. I uploaded something into our... little personal channel here.
Hot. Which, by the way, everyone should join and like and subscribe and join and watch her stuff in Discord.
Comes up with that stuff.
But yeah. Anyway, yeah, the game looks really sick. Was this the first time I actually gave a release date for Dragon's Dogma?
No, I think it had one.
Oh, okay.
But oh, shut up. It's not like this is a highlight for me either.
I wish it had co-op. That's like the one thing I'm missing from this game. And
yeah. So there's a Dragon's Dogma MMO that's only been released in Japan. I think they're kind of using this as like to gauge interest and then they'll like bring it over here. If they do that, that'd be sweet.
But it's an MMO.
Yeah, but it's like it's all of Dragon's Dogma. So I assume they're going to implement like Dragon's Dogma 2 stuff into it.
Does it look as cool as this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the same game. It's just like multiplayer, basically.
Oh, OK. See, that's what I wanted, though. Didn't Dragon's Dogma 1 have like a pseudo co-op? Like you could summon like a ghost of like a friend?
Yeah, it was like Dark Souls.
Ooh. Yeah, but Dark Souls, you can actually summon the friend.
It was like, yeah, you could do it for like certain boss battles, basically.
No, Elden Ring.
Before
the mod of the seamless co-op, but like when Elden Ring first came out, you can only do it for certain areas.
Oh no, that's still the case, but that's like, I got
right. It was like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Either way, I probably won't get Dragon's Dogma 2 purely because of the insane amount of time you probably have to put into it.
Oh yeah.
That might be something I get on sale and just tackle on my Steam Deck. That's kind of like what my Steam Deck's for now these days. It's just like. Any free time and I'm just like laying in bed. I'm like, hey, I remember
Dragon's Dogma. I had one friend who was like, yeah, I'm at like 75 hours and I'm barely scratching the surface of everything that I can do and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's
like, dude, I got barely time to breathe today, let alone.
Yeah,
honestly. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Stellar Blade Deep Dive, AKA Jiggle Mechanics, the game. I don't know what to say about this. I was not impressed, I guess. Well, like, it looks wise, it looks like gorgeous, but I don't
game
know.
Game wise, it just, I don't get it.
It looks like a slower paced Devil May Cry.
Yeah, it looks very much like a slow paced Devil May Cry with spandex suits and jiggle physics and a bunny suit. Schoolgirl outfit.
Right, school girl. The pre-order bonus is just a swimsuit outfit.
I don't know, visual and everything looked really good with it, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Might be a game that I would play if they add it to like Plus for free. I don't think I'd buy this game.
Maybe if it's on Rule 32 sites, I'll like look into it.
Right. I'll research it. Like, I will know.
434.
Rob is saying Rule 34.
Oh.
Wrong rule.
Oh, 343. Oh, what is it? Oh, what I said Rule 32, right?
What's Rule 32?
I think Rule 32 is like there's always a stinky of every video, or everything you see, there's a stinky version.
Right. I don't remember.
Right. It's like, you know.
It's like this toilet picture Rob just sent us.
Rule 32. You must have pictures to prove your statements. Anything can be explained with a picture. Pictures with timestamps or popular means of showing something is real.
So, like, when I say
receipt or picture, it didn't happen.
So, when I say Rob is in love with Derek and Rob says, no, I'm not, and then I put pictures out of them kissing, that is.
Then it's legal, legally binding.
Yes, that is the only way to prove that it's true. Yeah, picture, it didn't happen.
This game comes out April 26th. Apparently, it's like a dream project. It looks super confusing. They like, I don't know. They need to like slow it down. I got lost. I didn't understand it. You work to destroy mech like enemies as well as that's so generic. Work to destroy mech like enemies and as well as hostile survivors. Like, okay, that's like other games.
Post apocalypse Earth is the setting too.
It's kind of like Borderlands.
Yeah, but right. With spandex and jiggle physics.
Right. Until Dawn remaster coming to PS5 and PC this year. Derek wants to stream it. What they should do is add more like scenarios or whatever, like outcomes. That would make more sense.
All I'm hoping is they added the chat support for when we stream it, and they also added the online co-op so we could play it together.
So they said later this year. So everyone watching, you need to get us to like, not what's the word I'm looking for, like just in pop, in the mainstream. So then we can have people in chat to this, you know, to vote on options. Okay, that's what we right. need. You know, Goons Army, get here, show your support. That's
I agree.
Goons
with Derek,
rise, let's do it. Come on,
yeah, let's rise.
Rise, but, Shadow Legends.
not our sponsor today.
No, but I agree. I hope that they add like what they did with the newer like Supermassive games, like from the Dark Pictures anthologies and stuff, where they have the pass the controller mode or whatever, and you can do it online, so that theoretically, if we all had a copy, we could all literally pick a character and play that character, or with the chat functionality of being able to have chat select your options.
But so. isn't there like limited time for each option?
Certain things are timed, so I don't know how that would work. I think it's not those stress moment things.
Okay.
But those would be ones that we would have to select ourselves, and like the QTEs we would have to do ourselves. Obviously, chat can't do those, but
yes, they can.
I think it's like the regular option.
Okay. Look, let me just say this: if a goldfish can beat the first boss of Elden Ring, I think chat can do quick time events. Okay.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
So, I mean, I'm not excited for this, but you guys are, so that's cool. Let's see here. Team Ninja's Rise of the Ronin. I thought it looked pretty sweet. It makes me want to start and play Sekiro.
it looked cool. I don't know how I feel about it looking like a Musou game and not being a Musou game. But it looked like it would be fun. I liked the aspect of changing weapons in like mid fight. So they were going from like, right. you know, a katana into a glaive and stuff like that. That looked pretty cool. It throws me off when I see a game that's designed in the Musou style and it's not like Dynasty Warriors Gundam 3. RIP. I want another one.
No one cares about Gundam anymore. That's when finally got Rob to pay attention. Poor, he's crying. He's crying. Oh, don't cry. Don't cry.
No, he's crying. Okay. Did.
Yeah, it happens.
You should feel bad.
I don't. What kind of irks me about the game, though, there's a part where he's like flying on wings and then he lands on his horse. You're going to tell me he did that without crushing his fucking balls?
I've been castrated.
No, you're well. Wait, I get.
Could be anyway.
You pop them balls. There's no way. There's no way around it. Like remember in Scrubs.
You realize when, the amount of force it takes to pop a testicle.
It's gonna hurt still.
Well,
probably from falling 20 feet up and landing on the back of a horse.
Just to clarify, he falls from the top of a second story building height to land on a moving horse.
Right.
I think, like, if it's not going to pop his nuts, it's definitely going to, like, heavily damage them. Like, he'd probably be, like, knocked out from the pain. That's how, like, heavy it is. Anyway, I think it looks super fun. I thought Xbox owned Team Ninja.
They owned Team Ninja. This was Koei Tecmo.
Oh, wait, what?
It was Koei Tecmo, but on certain sites it's saying Team Ninja.
Yeah, I think it says deep dive on Team Ninja's Rise of the Ronin.
Oh, I don't know. Or
we think of Ninja Theory. That
Ninja
Theory. Oh, Ninja Theory. Yeah.
I was deceived. Deceived!
I was right. They also
Future.
Did Ninja Gaiden.
Future.
I want a new Ninja Gaiden.
And then we get to...
Can we not make this the longest part of the podcast? Because it got plenty of showtime during the showcase.
Death Stranding 2. That was like, man, like the first 2 minutes, I'm like, okay, like this is kind of interesting. It's just like, oh my God, dude, save it for the game. Damn. First of all, you don't have to show me the inner canals of a vagina for a baby that has a robot coming out of it. Second, dude, I don't think there's really any cool way to make Walking Simulator exciting. Three, I think the title's stupid. Death Stranding 2 on the beach. Am I wrong? Is that stupid or is it just me?
That's pretty dumb.
I'm sure diehard fans of Death Stranding will say, no, it makes so much fucking sense, man, because I don't care.
Kojima's a genius because I'm a whale that pays for everything and we're getting beached now.
Side note, Rob, could you do me a favor and move your Burger King drink? I don't want to shill them, but it keeps uncensoring it. It was like focusing on your Burger King drink.
Burger King, everybody.
Dude, we're not sponsored, so I'm not going to.
Wait, I can make a throwback here. I could do one better.
Is it still there? Oh my god, it's still there. Woo!
The barbecue
it's not
sauce.
Still is there. That's a new bottle, but it's a new one. Barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I wish I had Burger King. Anyway, yeah, incredibly boring trailer. I don't know if people see in Hideo Kojima these days. He's also doing a new action espionage game. What?
Hideo Kojima almost put me to bedtime. Because I almost fell asleep during that trailer because it was so boring.
Yeah, that was first of all, it should not have been 12 minutes, which was like one third of the whole goddamn thing. And like, it was just like a lot of story stuff. They should have just saved for like, they could have cut it down to 3 minutes. Okay, like, first
movie
minute
trailers aren't even that long. Extended ones you see in theaters.
First minute, like some story stuff. Okay. But then the next two just show like the scenery, walk around. I don't know. And it was, it was like, dude, you're killing me, Hideo. You're
like,
killing me.
The game itself visually is gorgeous. There was like a flooding scene that looked really cool. They could have definitely kept that in, but right. No, they could have edited out a lot of it. I mean, the game's not even coming out until 2025.
We are
in the first 2 months of, yeah, like, we're not even into the second month yet. So of 2024. This is not going to be, I think, a Q1 launch. So we still have a year and a half before the launch of this game. Like, save it. Because all that's going to happen is we're going to keep getting more and more and more of the same. And here's some new things. Check out these visuals. Like, fuck off, man. If it's not this year, don't make it your spotlight.
Really,
yeah, what
though?
Is this trend about spoiling games like almost a anywhere from like 6 months to a year in advance with AAA companies?
Dude, you gotta get those pre-order bonuses, you know? Give us your money.
Plus
a year
in Kojima, they gotta stroke his ego, you know?
We love
if
you,
they don't, he will leave for Xbox.
Man right. Has a personal vendetta against Hideo Kojima for the crimes he's committed.
Do you think he kept emphasizing his espionage game because he wants people to believe he's making like a spiritual successor to Metal Gear?
Yes, absolutely. I absolutely think that he's focusing on espionage when, again, maybe there's more. But everything we saw was walking around. It was UPS Simulator one more time. Except this time you can carry your packages by rope. You don't have to stack them on your back.
Isn't he making an exclusive game for Xbox too?
Is he? I don't know.
He's making a movie. He's making an espionage game. He's making Death Stranding 2.
Could you imagine if, God forbid, he passed away? The Sony, especially, but PlayStation, but Xbox also would freak out. Like, oh my god!
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh yeah, yeah. We saw a trailer for his Xbox edition horror game called OD. It was the one with all the weird faces during the like
when at the Game Awards.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was like him and Peele?
Yeah, Key and Peele.
Yeah, they just like had a handy, give him a handy on stage. They were just sucking each other off for like 3 minutes. God, that sucked. Yeah. Death Stranding 2, boring. And also, again, as George rightfully pointed out, it's a fucking year in advance. Like, are you serious? Why would you even? See, now I'm just mad. I'm mad because you made me bored for a game that isn't out for another year. But I mean, at least they say what year, unlike Tenkaichi 4, which just says wish list, and I'm very scared it's not this year, and I'm gonna cry. It'd been really nice if it was at the game, if it was here. Even if it was the Rival trailer again, I would have watched it again. watch our video of our reaction of it. Anyway, final thoughts here. Like, a lot of this was like, all right. Again, I can't believe Sonic / Shadow was like the highlight for me.
Right.
Yeah, like I never thought something Sonic related would be that, but of course it has involved Shadow. Godzilla, I don't know anyone who saw that coming. If any leaker or someone who like said, oh, there's gonna be a Godzilla crossover, I would believe them on everything. If they told me like, oh, cancer is gonna be cured by next week, I'd be like, well, he called Dave the Diver and Godzilla. Right,
he called Godzilla and Dave the Diver. So
who am I to judge? And it looks sweet. Rob's actually hyped for Dave the Diver content. He's never hyped about anything. It's Godzilla, which is my favorite thing, or one of my favorite things. The surprise drop of Silent Hill is pretty cool. Like that's always like a nice I think that should have been like the last thing, to be honest. But
oh, that the fact that Silent Hill, the short message, is out right now.
Right.
Yeah. The Silent Hill 2 remake trailer also looked really good. I don't know why we didn't get Silent Hill 1 first. I would have rather have seen it go in a progression, but right. I'm also hyped for the Silent Hill 2. It'd be nice to go back to a survival horror at its roots and not like the action horror that we've been getting or any of the new Resident Evils, because the new ones suck.
Silent Hill 2 is not on this list. The VR games were what they showed were like interesting, but you have to, you know, put a mortgage down just to get one. Who cares about Foam Stars? Literally, who cares? Zenless, the super anime like physic jiggly games, I don't care about. Overall, I'm gonna give this like a 6 out of 10. I think I'm being generous.
Yeah, I had a feeling that's what you were gonna say. I'd say
yeah. Yeah,
I'd go a little lower, honestly. I'd say 5 out of 10.
I'd give it 4. Yeah,
you know what? Let's just cut the middleman and say 2.
Honestly, yeah, why'd they even do this?
State of play, yeah. I don't see, like, the thing is the hype and surprise of Sonic Shadow and Dave the Diver is just huge, right?
Right,
right, those were cool,
right? Even though we all don't play VR2. Those games, Metro prequel and that Legend of Tales, seem pretty cool.
Right.
And then Helldivers.
Filmstars sucked.
Yeah, Filmstars sucked.
There is Helldivers somewhere in there as well.
True, but we knew about that.
It was probably, it's a solid 5. It was half and half.
Yeah, yeah. I would say half of it was pretty great. The other half was very not great.
Yeah.
And I could definitely do without a third of it being Death Stranding 2. And I was bored.
Okay, can we get a Rob's final rating?
5 out of 10.
And there you have it, everyone. 5 out of 10.
That's
Rob.
That's pretty mid.
Yeah, state of play, pretty mid.
There were some really good ones, but otherwise it was just mid.
Yeah, it was mid with a capital I. So it's like mid, you know?
Mid.
You guys have any final comments about the state of play? How much you love Hideo Kojima?
Suck.
anything else? Maybe something positive? Anyone?
I loved your idea of ending Metal Gear on your terms, and I'm sorry that Konami said, nah, make Metal Gear Solid 5. And then that forced you to leave because they wouldn't let you make Silent Hills with Norman Reedus. And then I'm sorry that Death Stranding was your backup. But
I'm so sorry.
I love Metal Gear Solid and you know, Sons of Liberty. I loved the early Metal Gears, man. They were great. I won't ask you to make them again, but can we have something other than Death Stranding?
I heard that like the collection they released, I think it was like last year, was just terrible in comparison to like older versions. Like it was
I think it was just there for the nostalgia factor so that you can play it on current consoles. Yeah.
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
Bastards. They took and everything
from
me.
And that was Konami. That wasn't even Kojima. That was Konami, because they own Metal Gear at this point. Like they pushed him out of
right.
They do.
Get out of here. But All right, that's the show, guys. That's right. George got the last word. It won't happen again. like, comment, subscribe. Tell your family members. Oh, my God. This is so loud. Is it even playing through the... Oh, I don't even know why I don't even know why I hit it, because it's not even playing through the... Anyway, like, comment, subscribe. Become a member today. Join our Discord. Sign up to be George's, not George's, Rob's Discord kitten. He's looking for one. He put feelers out there.
No, don't put that out there. Don't put that out there. That's not true.
Well, okay, become a member. Help us hit our goals for the members.
Yeah, yeah. Look, definitely don't send me the applications for Discord kittens pertaining to one of the sex icons of Goons Games Gear. Definitely don't do that. I said definitely don't. What more do you want, Rob? I said definitely don't.
So. How about just stop talking about it, period? How about like, comment, and subscribe if you want to see more content similar to this?
And damn, I'm going to like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah,
Rob doesn't need applications. I'm his
Discord. Join our Discord. We are doing a community night on Friday. People in Discord will be able to get like the invite code and stuff. We're playing Lethal Company modded again. Yeah.
Rob, are you going to attend?
Huh?
Are you going to attend?
He better. It was a 4-man gaming anyway. You're Rob's Rob, attending. Rob will be there. Come hang out with Rob.
Rob's the wild
Friday. Look at this guy. He's just gaming. All right, that's it. Good night, everybody. Bye. See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye. Bye.